Hi, this is Yelena Tyukina of Nightberg Brewery, located in St. Petersburg, Russia, and you are listening to Cider Chat.
Hello and welcome to Cider Chat. My name is Rhea Windcaller, and I am the producer and cider MC of this weekly podcast. This week, we have part three of a four-part series featuring makers from Russia. We'll be getting to that featured conversation with Yelena Tukhanov of Nightberg Brewery, which I think is pretty interesting because not only is she the brewmaster and co-owner of this brewery with her husband, but she's also a fan of cider and is now making cider. And it's kind of a pretty interesting story, I think, of what she's doing there to get cider to condition and get to the level of quality that she appreciates. So there'll be more on that coming up straight away. But first, a wee bit of news out about in Ciderville. This here is episode 234 of Cider Chat, which means right now there is a podcast archive with over 234 episodes. And if you're new to this podcast, well, first of all, welcome. Thanks for tuning in. Do know that I chit-chat a little bit before each episode to give you some updates, and we have an audio snapshot coming up in just a moment. And then we always go into the feature chat. So if you want to scroll ahead, you could always do that. There's probably something on your little podcast app there that you're using right now that can allow you to scroll ahead. But I really encourage you, if you want to get to know what's going on with cider worldwide and get into the glass at a very intimate level, then just hang in there with me. As we both sit back, and hopefully you could raise a glass with me and enjoy the chat.
Walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Coming up next is a special audio snapshot from a festival organizer with an opportunity for you to get some very choice ciders from the Pacific Northwest.
Hi, everyone. This is Alan Shapiro of Cider Summit Festivals. I hope some of you were able to join us in Chicago this past February. It was likely our last festival for a while. Like so many other businesses, we've had to reinvent how we do things, and in fact, if we were going to do anything at all. After postponing and then canceling our San Francisco festival, which would have been in April, we decided to trial a festival-to-go tasting kit to coincide with our typical Portland Summit dates in late June. We assembled a package that included 8 ciders, primarily from local producers, along with 2 Cider Summit logoed glasses and a new logo bar towel. Many of the cider makers provided small gifts such as pins, coasters, bottle openers, and even coupons. We arranged for local delivery and had a contactless drive-through pickup event on Saturday, June 20th. We also had an opt-in Zoom virtual event co-hosted by Northwest Cider Association. Fortunately, it was incredibly well received and we sold out. It was great to stay connected to our loyal Cider Summit audience and support several of our long-term cider maker vendor partners. Based on those encouraging results, we're back with expanded options for Seattle. We've got 2 different kit options, one featuring modern ciders and one featuring what we're calling bottled classics. Each kit will once again contain a pair of Cider Summit glasses, a bar towel, promotional gifts, and access to another virtual tasting event co-hosted by Northwest Cider Association. Our drive-through pickup event will be on Saturday, September 12 in Seattle. But we've also expanded delivery across the entire state of Washington. And even more exciting, we've partnered with Seattle-based online cider retailer Press Than Press to make the kits available to 48 other states. Sorry, Utah. I hope you'll visit cidersummit.com to get all the details. Make sure you order by August 30 or even sooner, just in case we sell out again. On behalf of the entire Cider Summit team, we hope all of you and your families are safe and well, and we hope to see you again soon. Cheers.
on episode 75, you could hear Alan Shapiro talk more about how he founded Cider Summit and a bit of his background in the world of libations. There'll be a link in the show notes to that in this here episode this week. But what I can say about Alan is he is one class act. When I met him in 2017, I was attending CiderCon in Chicago, so I actually had not one but two times where I was able to attend a Cider Summit in Chicago at the Navy Pier. And it was really memorable, primarily because of this following reason. The guy stopped everything before the doors opened to the patrons coming in, the ticket holders, and they were all given a glass and poured some cider. And then he said some words about the day ahead and kind of bringing everybody into the same vibe, if you will, and then had everybody raise that glass and do a cheers to the day ahead, which really speaks volumes about his character and his intent. It's not about just, I'm going to just slam this out and, you know, I want to like, you know, charge an enormous amount from tickets and hello, goodbye, and not even a thank you. Now, this guy is like 100% there for you. And so that's why I really like the idea that they're offering these kits to go. And you want to get your order in, as he said, by August 30th. So that's only a couple weeks away. And there's two different kits that they're doing. One's like a modern cider kit, and the other one's more of an orchard-based kit. And it looks really, really sweet. So check it out. You could go to the Cider Summit Facebook page. There's links in the show notes for that, or you just Google that, or just Google Cider Summit, and you'll see the details there. And it's from the Pacific Northwest, which is, you know, in the U.S., of course. And that quad of states up there, it's more than a quad. It's a larger area. Washington State is like the largest producer of apples in the U.S. They're just rolling in apples. And you know, you have Oregon, Washington, you know, it branches out from there. Even British Columbia is kind of like part of the Pacific Northwest in terms of the Northwest Cider Association. And they have it going on there. There's just really a quality of foodism, like gastronomic experience in that region. I love the Pacific Northwest, and I can't wait to get back there. I've done some mountaineering there, just outstanding food, outstanding people, and the scenery. There's a reason why they make really good cider. Okay, so the Cider Summit, there you have it. And I think next we're going to be heading to our featured conversation. It's part three with the Russian cider makers. It's time for part three of The Russian Cider Makers. This four-part series began with episode 232, featuring Ugly Cake Cider. And that was a conversation with Elena Loktova. She was also part of a cider party that just took place in July of this year in Moscow. And then episode 233 was a conversation with Olga Efremova, and she has a cider brand with her husband Mikhail. They're sommeliers, and they have the OMG, or Oh My God, and also Insider brands. And this here, episode 234, is a conversation with head brewmaster and owner of Knightsburg Brewery, now turned cider maker too, and her name is Yelena Tuknova. And, of course, we also have our translator, Maxim Brekke. And I'll be having a conversation in part four with Maxim. But, of course, in all these conversations, I was recording this with all four makers at the same time and have divided it up into part one through four to make it as clear and as succinct as possible. And I thought we would begin this conversation just giving you a little bit of behind the scenes of what it's like to be recording an episode with someone whose native tongue is not English, and how I, as a podcaster, try to get pronunciation as close as possible as I learned how to pronounce Elena's full name. Here we go.
The E is spelled pronounced with
like
a H.
Yeah. Yeah, with a yeah, right?
Like yes.
Tukina. Tukina.
You're saying with a da.
Yes, you're saying, oh, I see, okay.
Well, there you have it. I hope you find their laughter as contagious as I did, bringing us into the heart of these makers. And this week, on part three with the Russian makers, featuring a conversation with Elena Tukina of Niceberg Brewery in St. Petersburg, Russia.
You are the chief brewmaster.
Yes.
So you work at a brewery.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, that is now making cider.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are the first brewery who brew first IPA
in Russia.
First IPA in Russia.
Yes.
What year was that?
In 2011. We are oldest craft brewery in Russia.
At first,
we are oldest craft brewery in Russia, but... cider, we are making too, and melomel, making a lot of plastic.
You have to make 21 variety this year.
Yeah, not yet.
21.
From last year, we are doing 12 regular beer and doing 28 other beer.
Other styles, yeah. Experimental.
Yes, experimental. And now,
half year,
my sales department.
Their sales department ordered to brew 21 variety of new beer styles.
Maybe barley wine, IPA, a lot of different styles.
How did the Russians like the IPA?
Yes.
Very popular, yeah.
Now it's very popular, but when we brew it the first time, it wasn't popular. And we brew 1,000 liter, and the next 500 liters, we sells about 2 months. And after that, as a brewery brew IPA, and after that, craft revolution
started
in Russia.
Okay,
yes.
Wow. Yes. I also write about beer.
Yeah.
You know that?
I know.
You know? Okay, good.
I read about
a little bit what I do. Yeah, so that's awesome.
And we started to make ciders in 2014. Mm-hmm. It was first time when we started. We picked apples near St. Petersburg.
Mm-hmm. Local apples and doing juice and add yeast.
And it was interesting, like process. Because I'm professional brewmaster, I know how process doing in a beer. And for me, it was very interesting how yeast working in apple juice, how apple juice doing maybe aroma at all. And for me, at first, it was interesting light technology. After that, I started studying how make ciders in other country, and it was because I don't have so many time, not have big time, mm-hmm. да, because mm-hmm. my work it's как сказать, что нету времени.
Yeah, because of workload, she had no time to. To put into
her workload.
Yes, you're very busy.
And I studied in YouTube, in the internet.
YouTube.
I read, I saw, I heard. Yeah. It's the reason why I good read in English, but I don't speak good.
Well, you speak very well.
No, you're very modest. But I read in English very well with technique hours. Как это технические термины, terms, technical,
technical,
yes.
technical,
yes.
Technical, technical pieces. Yes. And I know how, I think I know how doing ciders in United Kingdom, in Spain maybe, in Germany, in French, yes, and I know how I can do in my situation, and I bring past in a French line of cider makers line how line understand?
French style.
Maybe I take past from French style, from Spanish style, and doing the ciders, I think, in a Russian style, I think.
And what do you, when you say Russian style, so you have this broad world view of cider, you've mm-hmm. been able to taste some of it.
Я посетил очень много.
She visited a lot of
beer festival in world, but I don't visited cider festival. Now it is first cider festival.
Cider Expo is the first.
Yes. So and I but I know. I know how cider should be for me, mm-hmm. And I make cider at the end, с конца как бы, да. Вот я знаю, какой он должен быть, uh-huh. да. И от этого я уже разработала свою технологию.
So she knows what the product she wants to get, and she developed her technology. Considering the properties of this product she wanted.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's the product that you wanted, what that you are going for in your production of cider? Explain, what is your style then?
Конечный сидр, да? I like dry ciders without sweet, with gas. With sparkling, yes.
You like a little sparkly?
Not a little. I like more.
More,
yes.
Okay.
My ciders, we ferment about 9 months. It's the first fermentation, second fermentation. And I doing ciders in October. And first time when I как бы, try my ciders, it's months, May. May. Nine months.
Give it time.
Like baby.
Perfect, Olga.
I like storage my ciders in a как это, in oak.
In oak? Are you using oak barrels?
Only in oak. Only oak barrels. After in oak, maybe. Maybe barrels.
They storage in oaks, in steel.
Okay, stainless steel.
Stainless steel. Yes, and barrels too?
And after that?
In the same area as the beer, are you using part of the brewery to also make the cider?
In the same place.
Same
yes.
place. Mm-hmm. But do you have dedicated stainless, or are you sharing the same fermenters?
Yes.
You're sharing it?
Yes.
And so you do your primary fermentation in the stainless?
Yes.
So you must have a pretty... How large is your breweries of the system? How many barrels? We say a 50 barrel system, we say 20 barrel or 30 barrel.
The size of them. Our capacity is 50,000 liter beer per month.
50,000 liters of beer per month.
Per month, and about.
How many fermenters?
I have 12 fermented for 1,000 liter. I have
12 fermenters of 1,000 liters. So this is a large brewery.
And 22.
Well, I guess for Russia, but my gosh, I mean, when I think about that, 12 stainless fermenters. That are
horizontal. It's horizontal. Like for FAS, I don't know how.
Oh, okay. All right.
And 22 tanks, 2,000 liter.
and four tanks for ciders I bought last October. It's four tanks, 4,000 liter stainless. It's four ciders, only four ciders, and 4,000.
Four tanks, each 4,000.
16 tons of cider.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Okay. So you start in October and you make four different kinds of
Two tank 4,000 because we have this beer very a lot of work and I can't doing when we doing our ciders I'm with my brewery brewmasters we are doing together. It's like team building.
Is this your brewery?
Yes, my brewery. I'm brewmaster. I'm brewmaster and I have two brewery and two помощник пивовара. Assistants of brewery. And we are together doing, we are washing apple. Apples, yes. We pressure juice. We working with job. It's good team building for our company, I think.
Can we give a shout out to the other people that you're working with who are washing those apples, just so we could... You know what I mean by a shout out?
Okay, it's Akrom, Alexander, Gleb. It's my yes.
Only three.
Are those all men?
All men.
I'm a woman.
This is a little bit different than I expected for the Russian culture because my understanding is it's much more male dominated. And that women don't necessarily have the same opportunity. But you're expanding my perception of that, mm-hmm. and I really appreciate that. And I think that's the beauty of, well, this experience for me here today. Mm-hmm. But I also think it's the beauty of cider. Mm-hmm. There's something a little bit magic about it in that it crosses boundaries in the way. In the brew world, as you and I well know, it's very male dominated. Mm-hmm.
No, but I think it's not dominated. Я просто это очень такая серьезная тема, да, поэтому я бы все-таки хотела ее.
Вот
наша профессия подразумевает очень тяжелый физический труд.
Our profession means that it needs very difficult physically. It's very difficult physically.
Я точно так же таскаю мешки с солодом, с яблоком, дробину.
I also deal with all these heavy stuff like boxes. My hands do not know manicure.
Right. So. Anybody does
it. Yeah.
And not any girl ready for that. By the way, I thought about the same when the last time I moved very heavy things. I thought how girls can work in cideries. It's almost impossible. So yeah.
We are. Как мы находимся в самом центре Петербурга вообще.
They located in the center of the city, of megapolis, of huge
center
city.
Right in the city.
Historical center.
St. Petersburg?
St. Petersburg, yeah.
Okay.
Historical center.
The ship Aurora. From the ship started revolution in Russian.
Wow.
In Russian.
Do you know the story? Maybe little history.
Yes, turns.
So there is a river passing through the city, as usual in all cities, and there is a huge military ship stands there as a museum called Aurora, and the revolution of 1917, communist revolution in Russia, started with a fire from this ship. Yeah, so it's a ship which started revolution in Russia, and their brewery, Knightberg Brewery, located near to this ship. just to make clear.
And
this is very difficult to get this lorry with apples, huge lorry with apples, into this historical center.
I bet it is.
Because they can't drive in
big trucks. Or
big trucks, right. Yes.
But you must, how are you getting the grain into your brewery? Do you have like a silo that they...
You
have to bring...
Так, привозим.
Lots of muscle.
We have a small car, like...
transport car.
Yeah. But when Apple going for us, it's a big truck. It's very difficult because big truck can't do in the center of St. Petersburg.
Mm. It's not permitted to...
Yes.
And how do you...
Ну, doing, что делать.
Wow.
But our location, с учетом нашей локации...
So, considering this location in historical center, a lot of foreign brewers visited their brewery, and this is why they more or less familiar with English. So they just taught it by
communication.
Yeah, they are a bartender, know three languages because English, French, and Japanese.
Japanese, you must study Chinese. How come?
Yeah. So yeah.
Well, you know, Japan is a very rapidly growing cider culture.
Mm.
Very rapid. So that's.
And I noticed that our brewery is family brewery. Founders is I and my husband.
Yes. Fantastic. I'm blown out of the water, and I could. I've never been to Russia, of course, but I just know the city of St. Petersburg is so well known for being so beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
From my brewery, I see летний сад, a lot of culture.
You've been doing this since 2014?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 2014.
Right?
Yeah. That's true.
And you have a tasting room, mm-hmm. so you're able to serve cider mm-hmm. right there.
У вас там есть дегустационная?
Да, тапрум.
Versus Olga is trying, you know, moving into restaurants, mm-hmm. but you don't have a tasting room yet, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. So it's a different business model, and the mm-hmm. same with you, Maxim, mm-hmm. and you're just starting out. Mm-hmm. But so in terms of the model right now, your business is probably one of the larger cideries in Russia.
They're not the biggest one.
Not the biggest, yeah, but out of how many though? There's like
the last data that the biggest producer of cider in Russia is a company called Yablochnyy Spas, and they make about 750,000 liters, almost million.
Are they using concentrate?
No. It's made from natural apples, usually gathered from the locals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yeah, and we have several producers who make about 100 or 200,000 liters also we do not list here those who make cider from concentrate because there is a lot of companies. Yeah.
Putting hands up like So already you do have a cider culture,
uh-huh.
where you are separating that very kind of mass-produced mm-hmm, cider, mm-hmm. separate from craft cider.
We want to. By the way, in 2017, there was national standard appeared, which describes naturally made cider made only from apples, fresh apples. So we have national standard described in 2015, which describes any kind of cider made from concentrate and from it. In 2017, we new standard started traditional cider.
It's called traditional.
Yeah, just because we need a word to separate.
It's not a bad word.
Yeah.
I kind of like that.
We have two standards. One
Now we all thinking about how to make this separation more obvious
and to the market.
To the market, yeah. Mm. To separate, because a lot of producers used these description of cider made from concentrate to make just any kind of alcoholic drinks where very little part of apple concentrate was used. So it wasn't cider at all, almost at all. Так ведь у нас же делали алкогольные напитки, которые особо и не сидры, но под названием сидры есть такие.
Да, ну я говорила, в советское время особо.
Нет, сейчас.
Сейчас тоже, да?
No, these days. Yeah, so it's just like low alcohol drinks called cider, but they actually no cider at all, even in terms of concentrate. I mean, so it's like juridical.
This is the problem around the world.
Yeah.
It sounds like by using the two different names, mm-hmm. traditional really immediately sets you apart. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a nice way to go. Mm-hmm. It has a nice feeling. It speaks to the story of mm-hmm. cider.
Yeah, that's it.
To your babushkas.
Yeah.
Right? That's true. That mm-hmm. that's the best part of it. It makes it very cozy.
Mm-hmm. Сейчас скажи, что мы объединяемся, чтобы mm-hmm. отставить yeah. именно традиционное понижение акциза.
Our group of naturalists, how we called ourselves.
Naturalists
who make cider from fresh apples. We are thinking about and moving into the direction to make an association of naturalist cider makers.
But there is a current association.
No.
That's me a little bit.
But yeah, we have association consisted of two members, but it doesn't work. So it's just like, yeah, it's just. Yeah, so this is a step in the direction of making an association.
No kidding.
The
big problem in Russia, it's apple, a variety of apple, sort of apple, because in other country like
France.
They have как это груша там пуаре как это груша а
pear
the
как do you have many pear trees
no
just eating
pears
no pears at all.
I can describe the situation with the apples as usual. I recently heard your podcast with Brendland cider from Sweden, and
that was almost, a number of years ago.
Almost everything he described in this podcast, the same thing in Russia. Okay. We almost have totally have no cider apples in Russia because there were no market demand for cider apples. So this is why it wasn't selected. So only dessert varieties were planted, and we have no cider pears.
No
definitely,
and,
yeah.
Мы вчера гуляли, там дерево 200 литров, 200 mm-hmm. лет
вот, да.
У ребят, mm-hmm. они с него собирают, у нас такого нет.
So, Elena mentioned that yesterday she saw images of 200 years old pear tree, and we have nothing. Yeah, nothing
very,
like that.
Very few places in the world.
Yeah, it's.
So I mean, England
mm-hmm.
and France.
Yeah.
And this part of the world here has, I think, the oldest peri-peri trees, mm-hmm. and it's not in this region.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little to the mm-hmm. east. Maybe you'll be going there tomorrow. I think you're going to Domfontein.
Mm, yeah. I want to.
Oh, you have to
Sunday.
Hug those trees. You're just like, oh.
Yeah.
Let's talk about force of gravity with Elena.
Yes. This ciders we make in 2017. I don't remember about the varieties of apple, but I remember then it wasn't не урожай был как.
It wasn't a good year.
2014 was not good in terms of crops of apples. Yeah, there were problems with the availability of apples.
And it's also 4.5%. The alcohol by volume is still at that level.
Yes.
and you won a silver medal at the Glint Cap, we would call it, Great Lakes. Was there any yeast added?
I add yeast, culture yeast for ciders. I order in yeast laboratory.
Yeah.
Because I'm afraid to make cider without culture yeast. I need control all time what doing in the ciders. Mm-hmm. So, in stainless, 2 years.
2 years
aging 2 years.
This was two years in stainless.
In stainless, yes.
But wow!
That's
the fact that you leave so much space, and I'm wondering, because you're in the old section of St. Petersburg, is it down in a cool area, or is it in the brewery, the general brewery, for 2 years? You're leaving a lot of space to make cider. That's commitment.
У вас много места используется для сидра, собственно. Это в подвале или в основном помещении?
У нас нет подвала.
So it's located in the main area of the cider.
Ну, может быть, сейчас переведешь, я что-то просто уже подустала. Так это для...
I'm tired of speaking in English, so she asked to translate.
Просто я хотела добиться высокой газации и осветления естественным образом.
Okay, she wanted to get a high level of sparkling, high level of dissolved CO2 and
clarified.
Yeah, and clarified by natural way. Yeah.
Я никому не говорила, что у меня.
And she haven't told anybody that she have this cider.
И никто не знал.
Nobody knew that who.
Об этом сидре, что он еще остался.
You mean your partners or who?
You kept it quiet.
Sales department.
Are they in charge?
Yeah, so it was a secret.
Поэтому вот он и до сих пор остался. Он просто не говорил, чтобы они не продали.
So it's like a hided cider, yeah. She didn't told anybody to avoid the sales, because in other cases they would sell it.
Oh, yeah. I see. So you had to be quiet. But you're in charge. Wait a minute.
Ты же управляющий.
Ну, управляющий, но у них свои KPI.
They have their KPIs and metrics, so it's like a...
Yeah, you have to...
So part of cider is they sell, and about 300 liters I storage in a tank.
Wow.
And doesn't talk about the
That's
cider.
That's amazing.
Yes.
And why did you call it force of gravity? You used the English.
Это название дал мой муж.
It's
сила притяжения. Это идет от того, что там яблоко упало Ньютону на голову за счет силы притяжения.
This name was invented by her husband, and the legend it's somehow related with the force of gravity and Newton apple which fold Newton
oh,
apple
the force of gravity comes down and
But why it called in English?
Yeah, why in English? You didn't write that in using the Russian alphabet.
it's kind of trendy.
Yeah,
we want to own the world.
Branding. Brilliant.
As Olga said, we want to own the world. This is why. it's better to make in English, to do in English.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Just to be ready for.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to taste it.
Здесь еще что важно, да, что вот
What's important here?
В упаковке вот у меня, допустим, пробка держит 8 атмосфер. Она вообще применяется в шампанизации.
This crown cap keeps 8 bars of pressure and usually used in champagne making.
Yes. Здесь сейчас 5 атмосфер.
Here now is 5 bars.
Я меряю
pressure. I measure all the time.
So, you can tell. Safety.
Yeah, and the safety is safety first.
Very important. Yeah.
Very important.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And And I did open that bottle of Force of Gravity that Yelena gave to me while I was still in France. It was a small format bottle, so I thought, well, it's not going to go to waste. And of course, it didn't. It had the overtures of the oak. It was just slightly boozy. And the coolest part of this series with the Russian cider makers is tasting their terroir. You know, you just know that you're drinking something from apples from a different region of the world. And sometimes it's like spontaneous combustion in my head. I'm just like wowed to the moon and back over just that mere thought. I know she's going to keep on making cider, and how much fun, right? How much fun that she had to hide the barrels in the back so that it wouldn't be sold before it's time. This gal knows what she wants, and I'm just looking forward to when she could come to the U.S. at some point in time and see all the gals over here and what they're doing out in the orchards and the things that they're lifting. I have a feeling that Russian women could do that too, without a doubt. I have a feeling if you listen this far, then you're probably thinking this podcast is worth your time. So why not become a patron of this here podcast today? You could go to the Cider Chat Patreon page, that's spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N, put into the tip jar, join at the We Like Cider or the Cider Going Up campaign level if you are a professional maker or someone in the cider trade. Every bit of support helps keep cider in the spotlight, both in your perfect spot of Ciderville and around the world. And with that, I leave you here. This is Real Wind Caller, signing off for now. Looking forward to seeing you in Ciderville.
We like cider. Ponds. We love orchards and having fun. There is a reason.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes, there is. There is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet. We like cider, we like palms, we like orchards, having some fun.
There is a reason. There is a reason why we do it like this. Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Oh yes, there is.
There is a reason. We like walking through the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Oh yes, we do.
We like palms.
Oh yes, we do.
We love orchards, having some fun.
There is a reason.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we do it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
There is a reason why we drink it like this.
Ba-da-da-dum.
Ba-da-da-dum. We like walking down the orchards, dancing in the streets, smelling all the blossoms, kicking up our feet.
Oh yeah.
We like cider.
Ba-da-da-dum.
We like palms.
Oh yes, we do.
We like orchards, having some fun.